Well, Canada, you have successfully done it. For 5 years, I've stood up, fought back, pushed back hard against all of the government overreach, the bills they keep bringing forward, and everything that's gone on that has essentially choked off everything we knew about our once great country. I was proud to be a Canadian. I served for 17 years. Served and protected, did everything I could to protect the innocent from those doing harms and bad. And now here we sit, and the ones that are the most egregious in their offenses against the Canadian people are the government. But going forward, I can't stand up. I can't speak up. I can't do what I've been doing. I've been shut down by social media for violating community standards. But now I face criminal punishment for simply speaking against the corruption, because they can twist that into, in some way, being a criminal offense of inciting hatred. We have allowed this. Canadians have allowed this. We have taken an apathetic, lackadaisical approach to everything because we're too busy Netflix and chilling or playing video games or watching porn to actually do our jobs and standing up with civic engagement against government overreach and corruption that we have seen on a mass scale. So I'm going to allow this to be my last social media post. Yeah, I'm in the sunny south where freedom reigns. It's March break. I take my kids there. My elbows aren't up and I don't give a shit. But hear me out for one last time. I've been shut down. I've been surveilled by police agencies for speaking against violations of our government. I've gone through hell, and here I am, making this last video to you to say, if you have not stood up, spoken up, and pushed back, you've earned every bit of what's coming. You've earned every bit of the hell that this government is bringing down on the people, because we've been so apathetic as a country that we haven't even taken a stand to protect our children's future. Because we just don't want to be uncomfortable. We don't want to put our necks out. Well, guess what? That comes with a cost too. Our ancestors never took that cowardly approach, but we have as a nation, and there are consequences for that. So I wish you well. I bid you adieu. I'm coming back to Canada from the sunny south, where I can say what I want down here, but I know going forward with the bills that are in place, I can't. And guess what? I tried.